Freak the Sheep on 95 BFM. Thanks to Flying Out.
It's New Zealand Music Month. We're in the 95 BFM Lounge. It's New Zealand Music Month, live from the 95 BFM Lounge. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat, and Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
D Tyrone is the musical project of Dirk Peterson, and they've been tearing up Auckland's dance floors for pretty much recent memory. Whenever I'm on Facebook or walking down K Road, your name is on a poster.
It almost sounds like a drag, but I'll take it.
Yes, not at all. It goes to show kind of how cemented you are within Auckland's dance circles. So thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's taken me a while. I know you took interest in doing this a while ago, but I stay very busy, obviously, and so it feels fantastic to be here finally.
Yay!
Yay, New Zealand Music Month, all that.
Yeah, I know. See, it's good for something.
It's good for exclusively this.
Yeah, no, I don't want to belittle New Zealand Music Month. It's very good. Lots of people, I think for people who are surrounded by New Zealand music constantly, it seems like a bit of a, here we go. But for people who...
In the best way, yeah.
Yeah, but for people who aren't surrounded by it, it's a really good excuse to dip their toes in, maybe listen to a playlist and
tune in, absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got you here. You're going to perform live for us. But I was wondering, how did you get into electronic music? Was it the first type of music that you made?
It was. I started just kind of messing around on a laptop in 2014, I think. So that means it's been about 5 years.
What were you using?
Just Ableton. I was using Ableton alongside Ollie Johnston, who's a good friend of mine, and we were making music as DJ Kush Boogie. But at the time, none of us really understood MIDI or like syncing computers or anything. So we'd kind of just go like 3, 2, 1, go, and just like press play on both of our laptops at the same time and just see what happened. And kind of followed through that for a while. Fast forward to now, we released 3 records, which is kind of crazy. And I've just kind of started taking my solo stuff more seriously as of late, just because, it's just nice to be able to express myself as an individual through music. And it's something I wouldn't have dreamed of doing 3 or 4 years ago, but here I am doing it right now.
Yes. What are some of the obstacles you've found in creating music by yourself?
I think the biggest thing for me is just trying not to be a generalist and trying to stop being like, okay, I'm going to dedicate my time to making music as opposed to drawing or as opposed to organizing a show or like helping my friend with this thing. And so it just gives me a lot of time to reflect and just, channel my energy into one thing, which is really nice, but actually really difficult. Something that I'm sure you understand, being in multiple bands and doing all sorts of stuff and DJing and da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Having only recently trying to start making music by myself, it's definitely a whole set of skills, new set of skills that you kind of have to master. Maybe not so technically, but I think within the process of making, there's no one to be like, yeah, that's good.
I found actually making music or art for that matter collaboratively is always been better for me. I feel like having sounding boards with other people is really important, and it took me years of doing that to understand what I was going to end up doing on my own, if that makes any sense. And so I feel like I just want to take some time at the moment to just focus on what I'm doing personally, especially when it comes to DJing and stuff, because getting a real momentum, it's often important to be doing that by yourself. And then I feel like in the second half of this year I'm ready to kind of just dive back into making things with other people again in like a little electronic band or something cool. I don't know.
Good. What kind of sounds are you trying to pull for your solo stuff?
I try just use a lot of random samples to stuff that I record on my phone and then mix that with synths and stuff that I can, synthesizing at home. I don't really have a classical music background, so I've just kind of taught myself off of YouTube and by osmosis of other musicians around me. So it does sound really eclectic. I'll give myself that it sounds really eclectic. But hard to say, hard to describe.
Hats off for teaching yourself as well. That takes a lot of patience.
I think a lot of people do. I feel like it does sound like a chip off the block kind of thing to attribute your music to, but I feel like that is how most of my favorite musicians have taught themselves, which is really endearing, but absolutely not something I would prescribe to. I find that I know a very limited amount of very convenient things, and then there's other things that are staring me dead in the face. I'm like, I have no idea how to do that, but I really should.
What's your go-to YouTube channel for tips?
I have watched a lot of, so I do all of my sample sequencing through an Octatrack, which is an Electron product, which is Swedish. And there is a YouTube channel run by this guy called Cuckoo, who's very, very good at pacing stuff out and saying stuff very straightforward and very slowly. And yeah, and just spelling out exactly how you need to do things. But honestly, yeah, a lot of it just comes from mucking around and making mistakes and figuring it out that way, which sounds cliche, but it's true.
Mm. What's your favorite BPM?
Gosh, I was talking to you about this earlier. I feel like if I'm not in a rush, 125, but if I am in a rush, 140. Yeah.
And we were talking about the Octatrack before, but I noticed that you've got a bit of a sticker on it.
Yeah, I have a sticker on it. I actually stuck it on this morning as a little power play to myself. It says Big Croco, and it has a crocodile on it, and my friend Claire gave it to me a couple of years ago. And it's been sitting in the back of my phone because I've been so... it's such a precious sticker to me that I've only just now stuck it down, but it's great. I'm very excited.
And is like Big Croco a mind state?
I think so. Yeah, it's like a mantra. It's a mind state. It's how I'm feeling currently. So yeah, no, all of those things.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're gonna move some microphones in, and then we'll. We'll let you start performing. So
excellent, thank you.
Tita Rowan performing live here on 95BFM. Thanks to NZ On Air Music, Jumpy Goat Liquor, and Rudy's Brewers of Beer. So give us 2 seconds and then we'll fire it up.
Nice bit of live music there from the 95 BFM Lounge. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat, and Rudy's.